According to the Center for Responsive Politics, roughly $50 million of outside money has been spent on Iowa's close open Senate race. A fraction of that money was spent to put Denise Bubeck on this Des Moines voter's doorstep.
But basically what we've been working on is letting people know about the policies of Bruce Braley that we don't agree with, you know, the health care law.
Yep.
Bubeck won't tell you who to vote for, but it's evident she's not a fan of the Democrat in the race, four-term Congressman Bruce Braley.
The bailouts, the stimulus package, the spending. And so we've just been encouraging people to, you know, vote.
Oh, I hear you. I'm on the same page. So.
Okay, well, thank
you. Bubeck
so
never
much
mentions the Republican in the race, Iowa State Senator Joni Ernst. That's because Bubeck is a paid staffer with Americans for Prosperity. It's a social welfare organization that's limited in how it can engage in electoral politics. It also does not have to reveal its donors. AFP was started by billionaire brothers Charles and David Koch, a conservative group often demonized by Democrats.
It's a lot easier to just raise some money and throw some ads on TV.
Drew Klein is the deputy director of AFP's Iowa chapter. He says knocking doors is a more effective way to connect with voters.
And we know, you know, looking back at 2008 and 2012, that's really where the left dominated, both the size of their presence as well as the effectiveness of their presence. And so I think it has been kind of a learning curve for us.
Both liberal and conservative groups are pounding Iowa pavement. The increasing participation by outside groups has become an issue in itself in this race that could determine what party holds the majority in the Senate. And that's a problem, says Drake political science professor Dennis Goldford.
So the campaigns become not about issues that matter to voters. The campaigns become campaigns about campaigns themselves.
Goldford says outside money is nothing new in Iowa. It's just the unprecedented volume and intensity in this midterm. He says voters can assess the worth of a message when they know who's paid for it and what interests are at stake. But many times, that's hard to figure out.
Even if you were to go on the internet and try to find out who these various groups are, it's not always very clear. You get these fairly generic titles at times. I'm probably making one up now, but Americans for Peace and Freedom. Who's against peace and freedom?
He says with all this outside money sloshing around, Iowans shouldn't be surprised if it sticks around long after November 4th. After all, once the polls of the midterm close, it's 2016 Iowa caucus season.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. I'm not interested.
Well, no,
I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.
Okay, that's fine.
But we just want to remind you to vote. Are you guys planning to vote?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, great. All right, thank you.